Stock market turmoil, talking about stock markets and share prices. The world stock markets are very much in the news these days. With this in mind, I thought I'd take a look at the sort of language that is commonly used to talk about market fluctuation. I'll focus especially on the colourful terms that describe dramatic changes in trading and share prices. Let's start by considering nouns that refer to periods in which stock markets are affected by great change, uncertainty, and chaos. The words turmoil, turbulence, and upheaval are often used. For example, the announcement threw the world's stock markets into turmoil. We asked for her views on the recent turbulence in the stock markets. There are warnings of further market upheaval in the days to come. When things are going well, share prices and stock markets go up, climb, and rise. When they go up a lot, very suddenly, they rocket, skyrocket, or soar. For example, Asian markets continue to climb after the announcement of the trade deal. Household names such as these saw their share prices skyrocket. Sadly, what goes up must come down. Share prices and stock markets fall or slide, and when they fall a lot very suddenly, they fall or slide sharply. Journalists also talk about a sharp fall or slide. For example, the bank's shares slid to a 10-year low. European share prices have fallen sharply for the second day running. Rumours of a merger sparked a sharp fall in share prices. Various single verbs are used to describe share prices and markets suddenly falling by a lot. They may be said to dive or nosedive, plummet, plunge, slump, tank, or tumble. For example, their shares dive to lows not seen for over 2 years. Since March, US stock markets have plummeted. Overnight, world stock prices tanked. When share prices and markets fall very suddenly and uncontrollably, they are sometimes said to go into free fall. For example, their shares went into free fall and finished the day down 75%. When share prices and stock markets return to their usual state after a period of change and chaos, they may be said to recover. For example, it could be months before Wall Street recovers from the turmoil. I leave you with two nice related terms. A bear market is a period in which the price of shares is falling and many people are selling them. Conversely, a bull market is a period in which share prices are rising and many people are buying them. Are these terms the same in your language? If not, tell me below what you say instead.